美语训练班上课了。同学们好，我是杨林。
我是 Kat。 杨林，介绍一下今天的课程吧。
今天咱们要去体验一下放五个星期大假的感觉。
5 weeks? No way!
Get out of here!
去吃早茶唱 K。
Chicken feet? Who would eat that?
要去看棒球比赛。
Oh, come on! We're sitting way up high in the nosebleed section.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说集思广益。
吃早茶？太好了， Let's do it!
哎，先别着急，咱们先来学个词儿。
Learn a word. Hack. Hack is spelled H-A-C-K. Hack.
Hack 意思是非法侵入，常用在网络语中。
The man allegedly hacked into the personal email accounts of 50 victims, including many celebrities.
这名男子涉嫌非法侵入50个私人邮箱，受害者包括很多名人在内。索尼旗下的在线游戏和娱乐网络再次遭受黑客袭击。
About 93,000 accounts were hacked.
大约93,000个账户被黑客非法侵入。黑莓手机服务中断，生产厂家 RIM 公司表示。
No evidence shows that the company's network has been hacked.
没有证据显示公司网络遭受了黑客的袭击。好的，今天我们学习的词是
hack, hack, hack.
今天我还接到一个朋友的 email, 里面除了一个奇怪的广告什么都没有。 I think her email account must have been hacked.
That's usually the case. You should let her know right away.
You're right, I'll call her.
杨林，你不是说吃早茶吗？什么时候啊？
也不是真吃，咱们就听一下，过过瘾吧。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 想和李华还有他那些中国朋友多在一块玩，了解更多的中国文化。他们会用到两个说法， Once in a blue moon 和 pull one's leg.
Hey, 李华, there you are. I haven't seen you all day. What have you been up to?
我刚才跟几个中国同学出去喝珍珠奶茶啦，就是 bubble tea 啊。
A bubble tea, huh? What's that?
Huh?你从没听说过珍珠奶茶啊，我简直不敢相信。
Is it that surprising? Actually, sometimes I wish I could tag along with you guys, you know, so I could learn more about the Chinese culture.
真的吗, Larry? 我还以为你对尝试新事物没什么兴趣呢。
Come on, Li Hua. Even I'll admit that it's fun to try new things once in a blue moon.
啊? 你说什么,什么 moon 啊?
In a blue moon.Once in a blue moon means once in a long while or on a rare occasion.
好，我明白了。Once in a blue moon 就是不经常，很久才发生一次的，对吗？
Yes, I don't think I'd enjoy being confronted with new things all the time, but every once in a blue moon, it can be fun.
你是说你不喜欢成天被新事物包围，但是呢，好久来那么一下子，偶尔接触新鲜的东西还是不错的。那这样吧 ，Larry， 下次我们再去喝 bubble tea 的时候，我一定叫上你。
Sounds great. How often do you guys go get bubble tea anyway?
其实我们也很少去。We only go once in a blue moon.
Well, if you only get bubble tea once in a blue moon, what are you always doing with your Chinese friends? I never know what you guys are up to.
其实啊，我们主要也就是吃吃喝喝啦。像这个周末我们要去吃粤式点心。Have you ever heard of dim sum?
Dim sum? Sounds exotic. What's that?
就是很多好吃的广东小吃啊，有锅贴，有萝卜糕，蚝油芥兰。有时候 once in a blue moon, 我们还会点凤爪 ,chicken feet.
Chicken feet? Who would eat that? 李华, are you pulling my leg?
什么? Pulling your leg?我拉你的腿?
No, I mean, are you playing a joke on me?
Oh, pull your leg, 就是开玩笑,唬你的意思啊。我可没有瞎说哦,这凤爪,也就是鸡脚,可是非常好吃的呢。
Oh my goodness, well, If they're so delicious, how come you say you only eat them once in a blue moon?
那是因为凤爪吃了好麻烦，因为有好多的小骨头，而且很油腻，我怕胖嘛。
Okay, now I know you're pulling my leg.
我真的没有唬你啊 ，Larry。我们中国人吃的东西有时是比较奇怪，但真的很好吃哦。
Gross.
算了，你呀、啊、不喜欢就算了。下次去吃好吃的，不叫你喽。
Come on, there's got to be something Chinese I can do with you guys.
让我想一想。啊，我知道了，你喜欢唱什么 KTV 吧
？KTV? You mean karaoke? I don't know, Li Hua. I don't really like singing.
Are you pulling my leg, Larry? 上次我明明就听见你戴着耳机在唱 Lady Gaga 的歌啊。
Ah, that's different. I'm too shy to sing in front of other people.I don't even know your friends that well.
哎呦，没事的啦 ，Larry。其实你唱歌挺好听的。
Me? Sing well? Ha! Now I know you're pulling my leg.
I'm not pulling your leg. 我是说真的。你怎么老觉得我在糊弄你啊
？Okay, okay. No need to get upset. You're right. I do like to sing once in a blue moon, but I don't know if I could do it in front of other people.
哎 ，Larry。不是说要了解中国文化吗？你还这么多事儿啊
！I've got an idea. Let me start with that bubble tea stuff. I've had tea before. How weird can it be? I know you guys only go to bubble tea once in a blue moon, but I can wait. Why do they call it bubble tea anyway?
他们叫珍珠奶茶，就是因为那个茶里啊有很多很有嚼劲的小丸子，看起来啊就像珍珠一样呢。
Really? And what are the black bubbles made of?
是用鸡脚做的啊。
Wow.
Larry, this time I was pulling your leg. 这回啊我真是逗你的啦。
Oh, come on, 李华。
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到两个常用语。一个是 once in a blue moon, 表示非常少见，很久才发生一次。另一个是 pull one's leg, 是糊弄，欺骗某人的意思。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢收听，下次再见。
珍珠奶茶、
锅贴、
凤爪，
还有萝卜糕。
哦，不行，我馋死了。Let's go to the dim sum restaurant near my place tonight. My treat.
Great. Wait, you're not pulling my leg, are you?
当然没骗你了。不过吃完之后咱们去唱 K, 你请怎么样
？I knew there was a catch.
AA 制嘛。不如咱们把能叫的朋友都叫上，人多好，热闹。
好啊，这是不是就是你说的集思广益？
有点沾边，但不太准确。咱们来听听下面的美语怎么说，听完你就知道了。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English?
Jessica 在北京学汉语。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词儿，就会来请教他。今天是易华要问的头脑风暴。
易华 ，Your presentation was awesome. I'm really impressed.
谢谢你 ，Jessica。做得好可不是我一个人的功劳，我们小组成员坐下来来了一次头脑风暴，所以演示才这么成功。
头脑风暴 ？What's that？
就是大家坐下来一起讨论，集思广益啊。
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. You guys had a brainstorming session.
Brain,
B-R-A-I-N, 大脑 storm, S-T-O-R-M, 风暴，加在一起 brainstorm 就是头脑风暴咯。
Exactly. Brainstorm basically means to put your heads together in order to come up with good ideas.
Put someone's heads together, 把头放在一起，引申出来就是集思广益。就像中文里说的，三个臭皮匠赛过一个诸葛亮。
That's right. 对了，无穷的生日快到了。Let's put our heads together and figure out what we can give her for her birthday.
Good idea. 我知道无穷特别标新立异，所以啊，这生日礼物也得有创意才行。
I know how picky she can be, but we can do it. Let's think outside the box and see what we can get her.
Think outside the box? 到盒子外面去找？
It basically means to break out of your normal ideas and be creative.
Think outside the box. 跳出条条框框去想，就是有创意，集思广益，一定能找到有创意的想法。
There you go. Now, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，头脑风暴叫做 brainstorm. 第二，集思广益可以说 put our heads together. 第三，创造性思维叫 think outside the box。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了，如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
Oh, I see. 集思广益就是 to put our heads together， 也就是大家一起想主意。
对，不过今天晚上可不是 brainstorm， 而是扎堆吃饭，
那更好。
不过话说回来，多从别人那里获得信息是对的。比如在今天的美语三级跳里， Craig 就要向同事 Tina 请教哪条上班路线最快最方便。
Let's listen。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目出行单元的高级课程。
Today is Craig's first day at his new job, but he got lost on his way to the office, so he's really late. In this first section, he is talking to his co-worker Tina about the best way to get to work.
Wow, I had a miserable commute this morning.
Really? What happened?
Well, first I took a cab, but the cab driver tried to rip me off, so I got out. Then I tried walking, but I got bad directions and got lost. How do you usually get to work?
I drive most days, and some days I take the bus.
You drive? But the parking here is so expensive.
That's not a problem. I carpool with some of the other employees here, so we save on gas and parking fees.
So Winnie, did you hear how Tina gets to work?
她说啊，她大部分时间开车上班，有的时候呢也搭公车。哎，不过 Professor, Tina 提到的 carpool 是什么意思啊？
Carpooling is when a group of people all go somewhere in the same car. For example, if you live right near some coworkers, you might start a carpool with them to share driving duties.
Oh, carpool, C-A-R-P-O-O-L.P-O-O-L, 就是拼车。Tina 呢跟同事 carpool, 大家分摊汽油费和停车费。诶，这是个好主意耶。
Oh, a carpool, that's a great idea. Do you think I could share a ride too?
Unfortunately, we don't have any more space in the car, but I can certainly recommend some ways for you to get to work.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm new to New York, and so I don't know my way around.
No problem. I know the city like the back of my hand. I can give you some good advice.
可惜 Tina 的 carpool 满员了， Craig 没法加入。不过啊， Tina 很热心哎，愿意告诉 Craig 一些好走的上班路线。哎， Professor, Tina 说 she knows the city like the back of her hand. 这是什么意思啊？
To know something like the back of your hand means you are very familiar with something. For example,Todd is one of the best lawyers I have ever seen. He knows the law like the back of his hand.
哦，就是了如指掌。
So Craig, the best way to get to work is probably on the subway. It's a bit more expensive than the bus, but it's totally worth it.
Really? Why?
Traffic in New York can be a nightmare during rush hour. It's bumper to bumper everywhere in the city.
Doesn't the subway service get really backed up too? I've heard there are a lot of delays...
Yeah, the subway can run late sometimes too, but it's still more dependable than the bus.
Tina 建议 Craig 坐地铁，地铁虽然比公车贵，但时间上更有保障，因为上下班高峰期，纽约的路况特别糟糕。哎，什么叫做 traffic is bumper to bumper?
That means that the traffic is so bad and moving so slowly that it's almost as if the bumpers of the cars are touching.
Oh,Bumper 是汽车的保险杠，所以路上车特别多，你就可以说 bumper to bumper， 也就是说啊，车子的车头接着车尾，一辆紧接着一辆。
Yeah, the subway is probably a good idea, but I hate being squeezed into those smelly cars with all those other people.
Well, as long as you're on the mass transit system, you have to get used to it. The bus is crowded too.
I just wish there were some way for me to get to work without leaving my house. I wonder if in the future there will be a magical machine that can do that.
Actually, we already have one. It's called a computer. Maybe you should try telecommuting.
Craig 说啊，他不愿意挤在脏兮兮的地铁里。我深有同感。Tina 说的 telecommuting 太棒了， 只要通过电脑和网络，在家里就可以远距离上班了。
Exactly. Today, some people prefer to telecommute to work to save time and gas. Employers like it too because they don't have to pay for an office.
是啊 ，telecommute 又省钱又省时。Professor Bowman， 不如我们也紧跟潮流，就让我在家里通过 telecommute 来上课吧。
Sure, I'll just give extra homework to make up for the time you'll save.
哈，哦，那就当我什么都没说吧。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
Telecommuting, 远程办公，在家上班。I love that idea.
是啊 I think every company should let employees work from home on some of the workdays.
同意，在家多舒服啊。
But working from home is still work. It can't beat a no-work vacation.
那当然，最好就是休假，彻底不想工作的事儿。
So, how about a 5-week vacation?
五个礼拜，太好了，从学校毕业后就再也没有这么长的假期了。
不一定。Let's listen to business etiquette. Jerry's vacation is so long, people are getting jealous.
礼节美语
Jerry 跟同事 Paula 和 Will 打招呼，注意听他们三个人周末都干了些什么。
Hey Paula, hi Will, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I checked out that new 3D movie. It's amazing what they can do with technologies these days.
I went mountain biking with a couple of friends. We worked up a good sweat and had a good time. How about you, Jerry?
Actually, I spent most of the weekend looking at travel brochures.
Paula 周末去看了新出的三维电影
3D movie.
Will 跟几个朋友一块儿去骑山地车。山地车在英语里叫
mountain bike.
可以是名词，在上面那段话里是动词。
Will went mountain biking.
Will 还说他们出了一身汗，玩得特别开心。
Work up a sweat
是一种习惯用法，指锻炼身体或从事体力活动很投入，可以是真的出了一身汗，也可以形容特别卖力。Jerry 呢，一个周末大部分的时间都在看旅游宣传材料。
Travel brochures
看来他是要休假咯。Paula 问
Really? Are you going somewhere?
Well, starting on the 20th of this month, I'm taking a 5-week vacation.
5 weeks? No way!
Get out of here. How did you swing that?
Actually, the company owes me about 4 months' worth of vacation time. I've been working here since 2002 and haven't taken a vacation yet. I've got oodles of comp time as well.
Sorry, what's comp time?
Jerry 要休五个星期的假。Will 和 Paula 都不敢相信，问 Jerry, How did you swing that? To swing it 是一种口语里非正式的说法，意思是说服别人达到自己的目的。Jerry 解释说，他从2002年来这家公司工作，就一直没有休过假，现在公司欠他4个月的假期。Jerry 说，另外
I've got oodles of comp time as well. Oodles is spelled...O-O-D-L-E-S Oodles Oodles of something
也是一种非正式的说法相当于
A lot of something
很多 Jerry 说自己除了四个月的假期还攒了很多
Comp time
Will 是新毕业的大学生不明白什么是 comp time Paula 解释说
The comp is short for compensationBasically, he means overtime pay.
Yeah, but some companies, like ours, don't really pay overtime. They give you extra vacation hours instead. If you add up all the vacation time and comp hours I have a lot of time.
When I was working for a company in Germany, they had super short work weeks and very liberal overtime rules.
Paula 解释说
Comp, C-O-M-P, comp,
是
Compensation
的简写其实就是
Overtime
加班有些公司不发加班费而是把员工加班的时间折合成假期补偿给员工另外欧洲和美国的情况也有很大的区别 Paula 说他以前曾经在德国的一家公司工作过
They had super short work weeks and very liberal overtime rules
那家公司不仅工作时间短，而且加班的规定也
very liberal，
很松。
嫉妒死我了。He's got woodos of comp time, but all I have is woodos of travel brochures.
What do you need them for?
没法去，只能看宣传材料，过过眼瘾呗。
Oh, poor you.
哎，算了，咱们不能去放大假，就利用周末放个小假吧。走，看棒球去。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey, Young Chen. Thanks for taking Mark and I to this baseball game.
Do we have good seats?
Oh, yeah. 保证是最好的座位。
Let me see, Oh, come on. We're sitting way up high in the nosebleed section.
Nosebleed section? 谁的鼻子流血了? Mark, 你流鼻血了吗?
No, it's just a joke. It means that the seats are so high up that it's like you're on top of a mountain and your nose starts bleeding because the air is so thin.
哦，这个 nosebleed section 是说位置太远，好像在山顶上，空气稀薄，所以要流鼻血。啊，那如果我们是去看音乐会，我们的座位要是又高又远，是不是也可以说 we are sitting in the nosebleed section?
Oh yeah, concerts, sporting events. If you have to sit in a high location, you can call it the nosebleed section, Yang Chen.
Actually, sitting in the nosebleed section is better than having your nose bleed because it was hit by a ball.
See? Mark is more sensible than you are.
Hey, don't be so scared. Half the fun of going to a big league game is trying to catch fly balls, Yang Chen.
Big leagues, 大联盟不是叫 major leagues 吗?
You can say both, Yang Chen. Actually, those phrases are useful outside of baseball, too.
Oh, no. Not another English lesson.
Say there's a news reporter working for a small local paper in Ohio. You could say that he moved up to the big leagues when he got a job at the New York Times. Say, when you're a big league reporter, could you buy us some better tickets?
Nope, but I would do this.
You punched me again?
Uh-oh, Patrick, I think your nose is actually bleeding.
原来看比赛时特别靠后，在高处的座位叫 nosebleed section。我每次都坐那儿哎。
And so do I. And I don't really mind because I can still enjoy the game even though I'm sitting far away in the field.
就是，而且现在有大屏幕，后排一样看得清楚。可就是啊，座位太高，往下看的时候有点头晕。
So for you it's not only the nosebleed section, but it's the headstand section too.
Indeed.等我以后有钱了，就买贵一些的票，这样头也不晕了，鼻血也不流了。今天的节目时间差不多了，这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
Patrick，你觉得学好美语有什么诀窍呢？
当然是收听美国之音的英语教学节目。
这就叫 Patrick 卖瓜，自卖自夸。
我的瓜最甜。
那不见得。不过您听了我们的节目，有什么看法或建议，请发 email 给我们。
美语@voanews.com。
美语就是美语两个字的拼音。
meiyu@voanews.com。
You have mail.
VOA.
1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。